Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Not everyone is open to talking about their personal finances, but how about writing about them? My next guest calls this your money story. Sophie Howe is a certified money coach and founder of Money Sophie. She started a workshop to teach people how to write their money story as a way to help improve their relationship with their finances. She joins us now from Hong Kong to talk about the process. Hello, Sophie.
Hello, Breeze. Thank you so much for having me today.
It is our pleasure. When you use the phrase your money story, what does it mean for you?
Yes, that's a good question. I use actually the word money story, but it's also known as money biography. And it's actually not from me. It's actually from a money coach called Deborah Price, who is also the founder of a money coaching institute based in the US. Mm. And it's where I'm certified money coach from. And it's actually an exercise where you write your money related memory from your first one, usually around 5 or 6 years old, every year to today. So regardless of your age today, so it can be quite long, maybe 10 to 60 pages, according to your writing skills and your age.
And what kind of things would people write about? I bet there's a whole spectrum from the very practical, like, I remember the first time I went to the store and bought my own Freezy, to something, you know, much more dramatic for someone who's experienced trauma.
Yes, correct. So actually you said very correctly in terms of there's a very wide range of type of money stories. It doesn't have to be directly related to money. Obviously, it's helpful. Like you say, if you're in the store, and I don't know, if you're paying something, that is something obvious. But you have to kind of stay open-minded about what can be related, such as, like, I've seen a lot of association. People think they were bad in math at school, and then they associate, like, oh, so that's why they're not good with finances today. So you can also think that, oh, there's no direct impact at that time. But so it's basically everything you can remember today in the past that have somehow can be connected to money, maybe later in the future.
What is the purpose? What is the purpose? Well, I mean, I think it sounds like a really interesting and an insight-rich exercise, but why would you tell people or recommend people do this?
Yes, and the purpose is actually to be able to connect the dots between your childhood stories, your money stories, and your current financial behaviors. Because actually, a lot of our financial behaviors today are kind of dictated by our money beliefs. And studies have shown that most of our money beliefs are formed before age 10. Mm. That's why exercise is so powerful, to kind of uncover where are your money beliefs. And because some of them are very obvious, right? Oh, I don't like math. I mean, if this is one of them, and that's why I'm not good with my finances. But it can be everything from, I mean, recently I have helped a client who is both a shopaholic and a hoarder, and she actually earned decent money, but she spends all her paycheck in shopping, leaving like really no money to save or invest, or even her emergency fund. And by working on her money stories, she actually discovered that growing up, her parents were always absent, and she always have felt this abandonment. And she realized that they compensate the absence with gifts. Mm. They cover her with tons of expensive gifts. They would go in the mall together and they would buy her everything she wanted. So in a way, until she worked on her money story, she never realized that she subconsciously associated shopping with all these family good times. And most importantly, materials, belongings never abandoned her, as opposed to individuals.
Tell me a little bit about the workshop idea. So this is something that, you know, we could take really just the essence of the conversation that we've had, and people could go out and start clicking, clacking on a keyboard. You've decided to create this workshop. What additional support or insight or guidance does that structure provide?
Yes, so this workshop, it helps you to give you a different prompt because, as you say, it can be quite tricky and sometimes very challenging to write your money stories from your first memory. And sometimes people maybe have either blocked their memory or it's just hard to get started. So your workshop purpose was really to give them prompts and try different ways to think about your money stories. It's almost if you have to write your autobiography, it can be very overwhelming. You don't know how to get started. So it's more like a framework to help them like, oh, how to write a good money story. And it doesn't have to be complicated. And actually I say like most of the money stories per age should be just between like 3 to maybe 7 lines. And it just have to be the experience described shortly and the emotion felt at that time. That is a perfect equation for a money story.
Is there a particular type of person for whom this approach resonates? I mean, I'm someone who has a box of diaries in my basement somewhere from my teen written angst of like all the things that went wrong in high school. Is that the type of person who would say, oh yeah, oh, that would be an interesting exercise, and others who've never engaged in diaries or journaling might have a harder time making the leap to see the benefit?
Yes. I mean, I'm very happy to hear that you have this diary and you had this habit. And I mean, I definitely think it's a great habit to connect with your, to be more aware. So I believe in writing. And but I can also sense that a lot of people might be intimidating, right? People who are not very used to writing. But I definitely think that everyone's a writer. It's just like a matter of practice. And I do, to answer your question about who is the target to, I mean, I'm obviously very biased, but I think everyone should do this exercise because it has helped me tremendously to uncover what's my deepest money belief. I used to be very bad with my, I mean, shamefully, with my money habits. And I earned money and I did a lot of financial education and I couldn't apply everything I learned until I kind of connect with my money beliefs and managed to change my money beliefs. So I invite everyone to write it. But I think the priority people are definitely people who will think money not as rationally. So for example, people who want to save or invest, but we don't do it and we don't understand why. I mean, that is definitely the priority.
One of the things I've noticed in my writing practice, such as it is, and this is in large part, my mom was a journaler. She would go to a journal writing group every single week for decades. She did this. But one of the other benefits, in addition to insight, was it was almost an access to closure. I'd written it down, therefore it didn't spin around in my head like it did before I wrote it down. Have you seen that in participants who've embarked on this route?
Yes, definitely, yes. Actually, this is a very good way to put it. Yes, I think there are a lot of people, first of all, they are not aware, so this exercise helped them to raise awareness about this. And second one, yes, to close, to have a closure to whatever happened, because unfortunately, a lot of people have obviously some sort of trauma related to money when they were younger. And I mean, when I say trauma, it can be big or small ones, and it definitely helps to let it go and to forgive either themselves or the people and to have a proper closure.
You live in Hong Kong. You are from France. What do you think varies by culture? And what do you think about one's money story is universal to being human?
Oh, yes, that's a very good question. And I definitely think that money is very cultural, even though I would say with confidence, but in many cultures is taboo money, but it's actually very different because in a place like Hong Kong, where it's very strong capitalist city, country, and it's even though people are more open to say that they like money, they don't have this taboo thing, but at the same time, people who are not good with money, they're even more ashamed versus people maybe in Europe or in North America, where people will not maybe openly say that they like money or they do everything about money. And so in a way, they have less taboo about like not being good with money. So I think every culture have their own taboo in terms of money, but they actually express in a different way.
We've talked about the past. So looking really, really back as far as you can remember and articulating examples of how money has featured in your life. And then you look at the analysis and like, oh, what are the patterns? What do I see? How does writing your money story enable you to write your story for the future?
I think it goes back to being aware, because as I say, a lot of people, I mean, when you see the statistic, it's kind of crazy to see that 50% of people live paycheck to paycheck, even though they earn more than $100,000 a year. And beyond that, I mean, a lot of people still don't either invest or save or just prepare for the financial future. So, and we can tell that even just like money alone or more financial education alone doesn't actually help them to make healthy financial behaviors. And by working on their money stories, they can actually bring awareness and understand what are the roadblocks. Because as I say, everyone has a different one. I give a few examples earlier, but there are so many different ones. People associate money with greed or money with evil. There's a reason why people are not good with money, or maybe because they think their parents were there very successful, so they will never reach that level of success. On the opposite, the parents come from a poor background, so they think like it's almost genetic and they will never be able to achieve it. So everyone has their own story. So all the money stories are unique. Even if you come from the same family, you have the same education and your siblings, you have a unique money story. My money story is so different from my brothers. I have two brothers. So it's so unique. And unless you understand what's happening to your past, how you have associated money your whole life, it's very unlikely that you can change your financial behaviors.
I had this assignment from a coach once many years ago who told me to write a letter to myself from the future, describing the future. And it was a transformative exercise because it allowed me to write the story and to have life be an act of creation versus something that was a function of external variables. And as you're speaking, I hear that as an opportunity in what you're saying, that people can have agency to write the story that is reflective of what they're committed to and what their values are.
Yes. This the visionary exercise is definitely very good. I also invite my clients to do it after the money story. So usually I like into the past first, and then we build the future together in terms of like visualize it, and writing it is definitely a wonderful good method to do it. And the more you can give details, either for the smell, maybe the visuals, the details of the future, the better you actually will have more likelihood to implement everything to achieve your future.
Really inspiring stuff. Sophie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Bruce.
Sophie Howe is a certified money coach and founder of Money Sophie, S-O-P-H-Y. She's really dialed in to this whole idea of money story, and it's a fascinating, fascinating topic. She was in Hong Kong.